Scott Jennings, and today we're discussing general contractor and owner financial protection. Two ways. Executive summary. When making regular payments throughout the lifespan of a construction project, say you are a general contractor or an owner, two main financial protections, the joint check and the lien release. The payment process. Most construction projects pay on a monthly basis. I'm talking about jobs, you know, in the, couple hundred thousand dollars to billions of dollars range. And the payment process usually follows one of these methods, right? Cost plus markup, percentage of work complete, or maybe it's a unit price basis. So these are the methods of how much money to pay. Now, how should an owner or a general contractor pay? So let's take an example project. Most people know D.R. Horton, right? Major home builder in the United States. Let's say they have a 20-home site development project, and it's going to cost them $1 million. So they go out and they contract with a general contractor for $1 million, and that contractor needs some help along the way. And along the way, at bid time, the general contractor has partnered with three subcontractors and three suppliers. So again, D.R. Horton has a contract for $1 million. General contractor subbed out to a sub for $150,000, another sub for $90,000, another sub for $1,000, and three suppliers, one for $70,000, one for $15,000, one for $500. Really doesn't matter. Just making those numbers up. So how to pay? So let's say it's the end of the month, you're in the middle of the job, and now it's time to make a pay application to D.R. Horton, because we're the general contractor, let's say. And the owner has decided to pay $105,000 this month. So as an owner, how do you ensure that your money you're going to pay, $105,000, is going to go to the parties associated with your project? So two key methods exist to ensure that you as the owner paying $105,000 can ensure that your money is going to not only your general contractor, but the subs and suppliers associated with the contract, with your contract. First method, method number one, the joint check. When the general contractor makes his monthly draw request to the owner may require, as part of that request package, a list of subcontractors and suppliers used on the project in that corresponding time period. So why? Well, the owner, at this point, if they have a list of who was involved in the project for the time period in question, can simply joint check these parties. So let's say that this month the general contractor says they use sub one for $82,000, right? So what's going to happen is D.R. Horton does want to pay $105,000 to the general contractor, but if D.R. Horton knows that $82,000 of that $105,000 in the applicable month went off to sub one, what D.R. Horton will do is they'll say, okay, great, I will cut a joint check. So on the physical check itself, it will say, you know, General Contractor Incorporated / sub one for $82,000. And then the balance of the money will simply go to the general contractor. So what does this do? A joint check requires that when you, the general contractor, so you get your $105,000, no problem. You're going to get two checks. That one for $82,000 made out to General Contractor Inc. / sub one, as the general contractor, you receive it first, you flip it over and endorse it, and then you hand it to sub one. He runs away with the check, signs it on the back, and then takes it to his bank, and he puts in that $82,000 check into his own bank. Because it was a joint check, and you as the general contractor already endorsed it, so he gets paid. The second manner in which an owner can ensure that money's going to the right party is the lien release. A lien release, it's a document. It's between two parties. One party is insured that the other party is actually fully paid. So let's keep talking about it. Lien releases, they can be full, they can be partial, they can be conditional, unconditional, etc. As an owner, though, you should ensure that your general contractor and his key subcontractors or suppliers execute these lien releases on a monthly basis and that they're included in this pay request package. So again, for example, D.R. Horton is the general contractor, and general contractor has a party called Subcontractor 1 or Sub 1. So what will happen is prior to making the pay application request, general contractor will go to the subcontractor and say, hey, sub, This is the 6 month we've been on the job together. Can you please sign this lien release, which tells D.R. Horton that me, general contractor, and you, subcontractor one, are all in agreement. Everything's cool on the first 5 months of the project. You've been fully paid to date. And then here on the 6 month, assuming you get this amount of money, this $82,000, you're cool, right? You're going to be fully paid and you're all satisfied. So that ended up becoming a release, which will be sent in with the pay request package to D.R. Horton. D.R. Horton can then read it and say, all right, great. My general contractor is cool with his subcontractor. The subcontractor is fully paid and all happy for the first 5 months. And if I cut this $82,000 check here in the D.R. Horton office, I know that he'll be cool through the 6th month. And that he, the subcontractor, will not file a lien against my project and then won't hold up me going out and getting homeowners in the new homes. So these are called lien releases. And it's a good idea for an owner to actually mandate that the general contractor provide lien releases for all the parties associated with his project, whether they are subcontractors or suppliers. My story, well, you just read it. I'm the guy, if you read the article, I'm the guy in the green box. I'm the general contractor. And I had numerous jobs with these national home builders. And there was always one or both of these methods in place. They either joint checked you and or they lien released you. So when the $105,000 monthly payment came to me in the mail or we picked it up from their office, it had, say, one check to me for $50,000 and then 6 other checks in there totaling $55,000. So you had $105,000 in the envelope, $50,000 to me, and then whatever it was, 6 other checks that I had to flip over, sign, and then mail or hand deliver to all my subs and suppliers. Does that process sound like a pain in the butt? Was it a pain in the butt? You bet it was a pain in the butt. It was a huge pain in the butt. And frankly, it took one of my staffers off and on half time. Maybe not half time, but probably quarter time. The lien release language changed a lot. The lien release payment periods changed. If the forms weren't filled out right to D.R. Horton, we had to change the dates, change the forms. We had to make a lot of, you know, driving out to see subcontractors and suppliers to ensure that the accounting was right, that they got the check. It's a huge pain in the butt. And 1 month between payments, not a lot. It was a lot of work. And probably, at minimum, an inconvenience for D.R. Horton. But at the end of the day, a good safeguard. And frankly, it's a good way for them to control their cash flow because it took a lot of time to get all that stuff processed, so they saved on payment to the general contractor. But at the same time, it was, you know, a lot of protection for them to ensure that all their downstream parties were getting paid. Work safe.